BRP posts strong Q1 results amid tariff uncertainty. BRP's Q1 results show the company is navigating challenges in the off-road vehicle market, with higher shipments and favorable product mix contributing to its growth. However, ongoing tariff pressures remain a concern for the manufacturer. The company's ability to manage these risks will be crucial to its long-term success. The parent company of Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo, and Lynx generated revenue of 2.39 billion Canadian dollars during the quarter ended April 30th, a 29.5% increase from the same period a year ago. This growth was driven by higher volumes, disciplined cost management, strong overall execution, and a more favorable promotional environment. Denis Le Vot, President and CEO of BRP, attributed the company's success to its ability to deliver results above expectations. However, he also acknowledged that the company must continue to navigate ongoing tariff pressures and mitigate their impact on its business. For dealers, one encouraging indicator was BRP's continued focus on inventory discipline. Dealer inventory was down 3% year-over-year, reflecting improved alignment between wholesale shipments and retail demand. However, North American retail sales declined 7% overall during the quarter, with the comparison heavily affected by a strong snowmobile season the previous year. Excluding snowmobiles, BRP reported North American retail sales increased approximately 2%. The company's year-round products business continued to outperform the overall market, with North American year-round product retail sales increasing at a mid-single-digit rate while the industry grew only in the low single digits. BRP also reported market share gains in the ORV segment, including a 3-point gain in premium side-by-side models. This suggests that the company is well-positioned to capitalize on growing demand for off-road vehicles. Despite broader economic concerns and uncertainty surrounding tariffs, BRP executives said consumer demand remains resilient in many key categories. The personal watercraft segment faced continued pressure from elevated levels of discounted carryover inventory across the industry. International markets contributed significantly to the quarter's performance, with retail sales growth of 10% in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, while Latin American sales increased 7%, led by record performances in Brazil and Mexico.